Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
What do house cleaners, health clubs, and veterinarians have in common? Well, all are the subjects of the current issue of the Washington Consumer's Checkbook. This excellent guide tells you how these service providers are rated by their customers and rates them on quality and cost. My guest is Robert Krughoff. He is the president of Checkbook.org. Welcome, Robert. Nice to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
I always like to read Checkbook because you're my go-to person. This is the guide that I use. I have to admit it. So I have a little bit of a biased viewpoint here, but you really do an excellent job. So let's just tell our listeners a little bit about how you rate these businesses.
Well, we use a lot of different ways to evaluate businesses. On the quality front, one of the things we do is survey consumers. We survey our own subscribers, Checkbook subscribers, and also Consumer Reports magazine subscribers. So we know whom we're surveying. In case of veterinarians, we probably have 10,000 actual ratings of veterinarians. And then on the cost front, we do a lot of undercover price shopping. We have found that you can't really ask consumers which place is cheaper than the other place, because consumers are actually not very good judges on that. Most of them are not doing apples to apples price comparisons for large numbers of firms. So we do thousands of price comparisons, undercover price comparisons. The firms don't know we're doing them. And that's a very important part of what we do, because, as you know, we find dramatic differences in price. And as we'll, I think, talk about here today, no relationship in most fields, no relationship between quality and price. So people can save a lot of money and get high quality service in many fields.
Yeah, that's one of the astonishing things, I think, that consumers will take a look at your listings and say, my goodness, here's, and you have a, your website is absolutely wonderful because you can go on and you can choose the area where you live. You can choose whether or not you want to just get high quality rated, or if you want quality and cost rated, or if you just want to take a look at the whole list. I mean, there's so many variables open to consumers that I just think it's a great thing that they can do all this searching. I do it. You know, I notice we're not going to particularly talk about window washers today, but I've got to get the windows in my house washed. And I notice your latest issue has window washing services.
Yeah.
You know, Let the Sun Shine In. I love that title. But let's talk about the veterinarians. Anybody who has a pet, they're always concerned about their pet's health. I mean, that's an important thing. And you found a lot of variations.
Yes, we found a lot of variation in both quality and cost. On the quality front, there are some vets who are rated superior by more than 95% of their surveyed customers. There are others where it's down in the 60% range. So that's quite big differences. And what we're talking about there, does the vet give you good advice? Does the vet actually listen to you so you can explain what seems to be wrong with your pet? Does the vet help you figure out how to do prevention, how to care for your pet? Is the vet help you think through your options and explain what your options are? We get a lot of feedback on vets these days where people are saying, well, this vet is just trying to sell me everything and trying to have me do things that I can't believe are really that important and mm-hmm. do them again and again. Teeth cleaning, twice a year or something like that. Well, for many dogs, that's really a reach. So there are a lot of quality variation. And then, of course, we have big price variation, which I can give you some illustrations if you want.
Sure.
Okay. So let's take to neuter a six-month-old 30-pound dog. At checkbook.org, we found prices range from $186 on the low end up to $697 on the high end.
That's amazing.
Dramatic difference in price, and this is for the same procedure. And again, I want to stress that some of those low-priced vets rate very high for the quality of the care and service they provide. So we find that, again and again, to spay a six-month-old cat, prices range from $87 to $666.
That is just amazing. And you also have here what I think is absolutely excellent, and it's a two pages of signs that your pet might need a vet.
Yes.
And you know, that's wonderful because especially for people who may be new owners of pets.
Yes.
A checklist of things that you can do. And then, of course, you go in here and there are some that are rated top for quality and price. And
yeah, a lot of them, actually.
Yes, and there are.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so it seems to me it's fairly easy you can to choose. Well, why not get both? Why not get a really high-quality vet who charges really low prices? And so we've identified vets who are consistently low for a range of procedures. I would say if you don't have checkbook.org, then it makes sense to call around and just say, well, what would the price be for this procedure? Now, there are a lot of procedures you don't know. You don't know what's going to have to be done. Your dog or cat, you know, is obviously ill. You don't know what it is. But these vets, we've found the vets who have good prices on this large number of things that we actually do this blind price shopping mm-hmm. on, tend to have low prices for the things that you wouldn't have been able to predict also, but you went in and then afterwards you know what it was.
Right.
And then we can actually check. And yes, their prices were low on that as well.
Well, and certainly now let's tell people if they want to use your online guide, which is wonderful, you do have to be a member.
Yes.
But you're a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
How much is the membership?
It's $34 for 2 years, actually.
For 2 years.
Yes. So you subscribe to Checkbook at checkbook.org, and then you have access to all to our ratings for a 2 year period.
Okay, and so and those ratings are, I mean, you update them constantly because you're always putting out these new publications
yeah.
and
well,
new
yeah,
evaluations.
Well, yeah, and we do it between publications too. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we constantly probably overstates the case. We can't do all that price shopping constantly, but we do.
You do a lot of it.
We do a lot of it.
So it's right. checkbook.org is the
yeah.
website.
Yes.
And you can join for 2 years for only $34. Is
yes.
that tax deductible?
No, it's not tax deductible.
Okay.
You're buying
the
service, right? Yes.
But they can make donations to you.
Well, they can.
I know that.
That's right. And that's important for us.
We nonprofits have to stick together.
that's right. And that's a big deal for us. You know, a very important thing is that we don't take any money from these
yes.
businesses. We don't carry any advertising. And there's nothing out there that I'm aware of in the world in terms of local services that is not getting paid by the businesses they're evaluating.
That rates. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know of any either. So, yes, you are very unique. Okay. So check on veterinarians. There is such a wide range of price differences, and you can find it all at checkbook.org. And they can go online and sign up right online, right?
Oh, yeah. They sign up online. That's
easy.
That's the way people
seamless.
Do it. Yeah, very
yeah,
easy.
Very
yeah.
easy to do. Okay. Well, let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Robert Krughoff. He is the president of checkbook.org. And we're talking about their latest evaluations of many of the services that you use. And their website also has a tremendous number of services that you can go back and check on previous issues of the magazine. And the magazine is available on the newsstands if someone just wants to buy this issue, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now let's go and look at health clubs.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are an awful lot of people in this area who join health clubs. And boy, is it surprising to learn how different they are.
Well, we evaluated 130 different local health and fitness clubs. Again, big price differences. For if you just wanted a membership with fitness equipment and group exercise classes, that's all you cared about. In other words, you weren't looking for a tennis court or, you know, whatever. We found, for instance, two gyms in Falls Church. One of them was $279. Another was $1,050 for a one-year membership.
Wow.
So those are big differences. Now, there are differences in the feel and style of these things, but if what you're looking for is the equipment in the classes, that's the kind of difference we found. And we found a lot of difference in terms of customer satisfaction, whether just the overall experience of the club or specific things, for instance, the quality and maintenance of the facilities and equipment. Some clubs were rated superior by more than 80% of their customers on that. Other clubs, it was down at 20%. So that's, you know, pretty dramatic differences. But you know, I would give some, if we have time, I'd give some advice to people on whether they should join a health club at all. I think that's
well,
okay.
Agree what,
it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think you should stop and think before you join a health club. Can you get the same experience, maybe even a more enjoyable experience some other way, whether it's just going out running regularly, whether it's going down to the playground down the street and playing a regular basketball game or something, which it's, to me is a whole lot more fun.
And I know you're an avid tennis player.
Yes, and I love to play basketball and tennis. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the way I want to get my exercise. But
right. But
at any rate, so look at those things. Also look at the local government recreation centers and stuff. Some of those have basically everything you get in a health club and cost dramatically less.
Oh, sure. There are lots of options. You just have to take the time. And one thing that I've found that consumers have to remember, when you sign that contract, you really, and there are laws that give you some little window of changing your mind about it. But once you get into it, but beyond 7 days, 2 weeks, I'm not sure what they are, that it varies by region. But once you get into that membership, it's pretty darn hard to get out of it. And you're going to have those monthly payments. If you move, if you decide you don't like going there, there's an awful lot of things that you have to be careful about. I always tell consumers, and forgive me for giving out a little bit of advice here, to see if you can find a club that will allow you to sign up for monthly memberships or sign up for a 3-month membership without committing to anything else, just so you can see if you're really going to use it.
That's absolutely good advice. And sometimes you pay a little more per month if you do it on a month-to-month basis.
But
at least do it for the first 3 months or 6 months or whatever till you find out, am I really going to use this club? Is it convenient for me? But more than that, do I just get around to going?
Right.
You certainly, though, before you sign up for any club, want to take at least a few visits where you can check out, are there long waits at the time of day that I'm going to go? Are there long waits to get on that equipment? Are the classes good classes? The instruction good? Are there long waiting lists for the classes? Is the place clean? So there are a lot of things you can check out. Is the staff pleasant? You can check those things out and also talk to other members. Even if you only go for a couple of visits before you put down some money, at least go long enough to talk to some members and get a sense of the good and bad about those clubs.
Now, see, I am a health club member. I use it 3 days a week.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
If you do.
And so, I mean, that's my discipline. Uh-huh. And fortunately, location is really important,
yes,
too. Mine is right around the corner from my office.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, to me, is perfect.
Yeah.
If it was halfway across town, 6 miles away or whatever, I probably would not go as frequently.
Yeah, I think location is a big deal. Whether there's something that you do when you're
there. And it's not expensive.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's good too.
Right. Right.
Another thing is there something you would do there that would be fun to get you there? So if you would be going there because you love to play squash or play tennis or play basketball or something like that, or do a dance class, and that's fun for you to do, then that's going to get you there, and then you can do the other parts
right.
of the equipment. My wife goes to a club with 4 other women, and this is a thing that they just like to do together.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And so, that's the pleasure of it. And then they do the exercise.
Right. Exactly.
Which for them,
you have to do a hard look at yourself, your habits, and what you're likely to do before you make this long-term commitment to belong to a health club or anything else for that matter.
Yeah.
That is an ongoing payment system. So at any rate, but I think that's excellent advice on health clubs, Robert. Let's talk about house cleaners. We all want to have our house clean. And oh, my goodness. Having someone come in, a stranger come in and rearrange your lives can be difficult. It can be rewarding, or it all depends, doesn't it?
And when you say a stranger, that's actually one of the things that we've studied quite a bit, is are people more satisfied with hiring a house cleaning company versus hiring an individual house cleaner? And it turns out they're much more likely to be satisfied with that individual. It's a very personal experience. So, for instance, we found that 83% of people who had an individual house cleaner rated that cleaner superior. Okay, that compares to house cleaning companies, where instead of 83% superior, it's 49% superior.
Wow.
So dramatic difference. And, you know, in large part, that's because this is a very personal experience. This person, has to know what matters to you. You need to, you know, sort of have a little bit of tolerance and forgiveness or whatever when the person doesn't do everything quite so well, because it's an ongoing relationship.
Right.
And, you know, when you have just some different strangers coming in with a house cleaning company, now some will try to send a consistent, and you should ask to have
send
a consistent team. But over time, it's not going to be as consistent as having that individual with whom you have a relationship. Now, there's some downsides of having that individual. You have to be responsible for making decisions. Are you going to give the person a couple weeks off a year? Things like that. And also just the legal things. Are you going
to pay
taxes?
Exactly.
And you have to work that out with them, et cetera. So it's a little more responsibility doing that. But in the end, people tend to be quite a bit happier. But I have some advice for people who are going to choose a company.
Okay, let's just take a brief pause before you give them that advice and let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Robert Krukoff. He's the president of Checkbook.org. And right now we're talking about house cleaners and how they come into your house. It's a personal experience. And how do you find a good one? So Robert's going to give us some advice.
Okay, well, we evaluated checkbook.org. We evaluated 64 different house cleaning companies in the area. And while I say that house cleaning companies don't rate as high as individual cleaners with the people who use them, still there are big differences among the house cleaning companies. Some were rated superior for their overall performance by more than 70% of their customers. Others, it was down in the 30% or lower range. So you do want to choose that company carefully. You certainly want to look at price. We found, for instance, for once a week cleaning of a two-story house with three bedrooms and two baths, a specific house, Checkbook found prices ranging from $70 to $155.
Wow.
So that's big differences. Another one, it was a condo, a particular size, particular condo, prices ranging from $60 to $190. For once a week cleaning. So pretty dramatic differences in price. And it is possible to do some shopping for these house cleaners. It's quite easy to do the basic shopping. You can do it just by phone. And you just have to describe, how many bedrooms, what kind of floor coverings you have, how many baths, et cetera. Do that by phone. You can get a very good picture of price.
Okay, and you should also ask what's included in that. Do they do laundry? Do they change the linens? Or is it just cleaning this, is it just pure cleaning? Or what are the services that they're going to provide? Get a list of those services,
That's right. You need to lay out exactly what needs to be done. You need to write it down, talk to them by phone. Mm-hmm. And also, when I say you can shop by phone, don't settle on a firm until they have actually come out and visited your home.
Oh, yeah.
You walk them through, you show them everything. I'm just using that phone shopping as a way to narrow down the list to maybe the particular firm you're going to have come out. When you do that, you walk through the whole house, show them exactly what you need done, write down what you need done. So part of your agreement with that firm is this written list of things that are supposed to be done. If you don't do that, you're sort of asking for
trouble.
For a little stress. Yeah.
Yeah. And should you also make sure that they have insurance on their workers?
Yes, you absolutely should. Yeah.
And that they have a license to do business.
You'd like, yes, both those things.
Am I a consumer advocate or
you
what?
You are. You got it. Okay, I'm interviewing you next.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be an authority for you. Okay, so house cleaners. There's a lot of checking out to do, and you can find lots of good information at checkbook.org. And let's move on to home security, because that's a big thing for a lot of people. A lot of people put in home security systems and unfortunately find out that they don't do what they think they're going to do, or that response times are poor or almost non-existent, et cetera, et cetera. What kind of advice do you have for consumers?
Well, I think a first question is to ask yourself, do I really need a professional home security firm at all? And I would say that for many people, they can do other things that'll be much more important and a lot cheaper. Make sure you have deadbolt locks on all your doors. Make sure you actually lock your doors then when you go
out.
That
would be a start.
And so those are two pretty fundamental things. Make sure that the windows that are accessible from ground level are secure and locked. Think about having outdoor and indoor timed motion-sensitive lighting systems. And just sort of generally improve your habits. So not only do you consistently lock the doors, but you keep track of the keys. You make sure you're not, if you're away, that somebody's picking up the newspapers for you, or you're stopping the delivery of the newspapers, stopping the delivery of your mail. Certainly keep valuable items out of sight. So there are a lot of things. And if you want to go beyond that, think about adopting a dog. That's a bigger decision than a home security decision, but
it can bring you a lot of joy.
Yeah, so. If you're going to love the dog anyway, this is just an extra plus. But if you don't want to have a dog or it's too much responsibility for you, it's not too much responsibility to put a sign up on your door, "Beware of dog."
I love that.
And who knows? There may be some dog walking by or whatever, but warn them to beware of dog. People, of course, sometimes put a home security sticker up on their door, too. So, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of bluffing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my husband used to say that we have a sign that says the jeweler lives next door. So you just fudge it in all kinds of ways. But no, you're right. I think the big thing is to do a safety check of your home, to walk around it, just see where your vulnerabilities are, especially if there have been any kind of robberies or incidences occurring in, or burglaries occurring in your neighborhood or in your general vicinity.
Yeah, most burglaries are not done with a high degree of sophistication with delicate lock picking and stuff like that. They walk in. Or they break in very easily. So, just make sure that that's not going to be possible. But if you decide to go ahead and hire a firm, first of all, realize that there are big differences, as we are saying again and again here, in terms of the quality of first of all, the installation. Do they make a mess of your house when they're installing? Does it go off when it shouldn't go off?
Then
and
you'd
so
have
on.
To go hire a house cleaning service to come and clean it
right.
up.
Right. So you've got that. And then, of course, there are big price differences. For one particular installation job, we found prices ranging from $2,634, $2,600 basically, up to $6,500. And that's for the same type
same
of
thing.
Protection. And then when it comes to monitoring, for 3 years of monitoring, for instance, one particular house, we found prices ranging from about $700 to about $1,700.
Wow.
And you need to check that sort of monitoring cost over time, because you can switch monitoring companies. So maybe you've had it for 3 years or something.
So the installation company is different from the company that's going to monitor and send the police out if you have an alarm.
It can be different, right?
Oh, it may not be.
Yeah, I mean, you can choose to sign up for both things at once, and most people probably do, at least for the first period of years. But then after that, consider, do I want to switch companies? But I tell you this, when I was hiring that company in the first place, I knew what kind of equipment they're going to use, et cetera. I would talk with a few other firms and say, well, suppose I set up with this company, do the installation. Will I be able to switch to you for the monitoring at some time in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no, then I wouldn't sign up with that installation company.
Right.
You want a company that...
You don't want to be locked in.
You don't want to be locked into the company that installs your equipment, and there's no reason to be.
Well, and then there's the issue of what if they go out of business?
Well, that's right, too. So then you certainly want to have flexibility. But even if they don't, you just want to be able to...
You just want to be able to make choices. If you don't care for the service, then you should be able to change your mind. Yeah. Okay, well, let's just give our listeners, again, information here. We're talking about the recent edition of Washington Consumer's Checkbook, which is available on the newsstands. But if you'd like to get a detailed listing, or even to look at their ratings of any kind of services, doctors, you just name it. Got to go get my window washer, Robert. Checkbook.org is the website. You can join it for $34. You can do it online. They are a nonprofit organization, and they do not take advertising, so you know what you see is what you get. Robert, thank you so much. Robert Krukoff, president of Checkbook.org, has been my guest. I'm Shirley Rooker. You've been listening to us right here on Federal News Radio 1500. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.